commander of U.S. forces in the Pacific has reportedly asked for additional forces to deter North Korea. Admiral Thomas Fargo's request marks the first military response to the crisis over North Korea's nuclear aspirations. NPR's Rob Gifford has covered that story from Korea, and he reports now.
As the American storm gathers in the Persian Gulf, the Bush administration has been bending over backwards to insist that there'll be no American storm in the East. Secretary of State Colin Powell repeated in a speech yesterday that the United States has no intention of attacking North Korea, even though, unlike Saddam Hussein, North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has admitted to a nuclear weapons program. But it seems the commander of the U.S. forces in the Pacific is taking no chances. Pentagon officials say Admiral Thomas Fargo has requested additional air and naval forces as a deterrent against North Korea. Officials say the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk could be deployed to the Gulf from its base in Japan if the U.S. attacks Iraq, and the carrier Carl Vinson can then be sent to East Asia to replace it. President Clinton initiated similar military reinforcements during the last nuclear crisis with North Korea in 1994. Also yesterday, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed al-Baradei, warned that North Korea could be producing significant amounts of weapons-grade plutonium within 6 months if reports it had restarted a fuel reprocessing plant were true. Recent satellite photos have shown increased activity around the nuclear complex since international inspectors were expelled at the end of last year. The White House has played down the significance of the photographs. Critics have accused the Bush administration of double standards in wanting to attack Iraq, which has allowed nuclear inspectors in, and not wanting to attack North Korea, which has ejected them. But the White House has insisted it cannot adopt a cookie-cutter approach to its foreign policy. Rob Gifford, NPR News.